right next to the Wareham.
Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And for Kathy Dawes, who's off today. Right now, I'm here with Riley County Police Captain Tim Hagerty and Manhattan City Commissioner Karen McCullough, and talking about Drug Take Back Day.
Yeah, let me just give you a little bit of background. Last March, I was in Washington at a national meeting, and one of the breakout sessions was on opioid use or disuse. And the numbers are just really frightening. And I said, What can we do? This was a mayor of a town in West Virginia with about 15,000 people. And they have about 200 people in jail every weekend and a huge number of opioid deaths, which, of course, we aren't seeing. We only have 100 people in jail for everything we do. So this was really very, very sort of frightening to me. And so I came back and talked to Director Schoen and Tim and other people and said, you know, what can we do? And the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency, has a national pickup day to get drugs out of your medicine cabinet that you're not using, that kind of thing. So they were very receptive, and we're doing it. So Tim can tell you about it.
On Saturday, October 28th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Riley County Police Department and the Drug Enforcement Administration will give the public an opportunity to prevent some of the abuse that Commissioner McCullough talked about by providing a drug take-back day. People can bring their pills for disposal either to the Riley County Police Department at 1001 South Seth Child or the Manhattan Town Center Mall at 100 Manhattan Town Center. This specific location is inside the mall, and it'll be across from Victoria's Secret and in front of a store that no longer exists, Aeropostale, if I pronounce that correctly. So people may not know that, but they'll know Victoria's Secret, and we're across from there.
Pretty close to the center.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I assume this is legal drug take-back day.
Yes.
Well, we're going to take anything. We're not going to ask any questions.
So. Legal drug take-back day. So we don't want marijuana, things like that, but mainly prescription pills in the container, not in the container. People don't have to remove their labels because this is a voluntary effort and there are no privacy issues that you have to deal with. There are a few things that we can't take. We can't take needles, but we can take preloaded syringes with the needles removed. We can take EpiPens with the needles sheathed. When we can't take inhalers, because all these things are going to be incinerated, and inhalers tend to explode in the incinerator, and that's not a good thing.
And Tim, talk about the RCPD's, I guess, willingness to take part in this and when you guys first heard about it.
Well, as Commissioner McCullough said, she's kind of been the driving force behind this, and this is not something annually that the DEA does. It's every few years. And I'm sure that's where she probably heard about it in Washington. Mm-hmm. So we reached out to the DEA and signed up as a site. And essentially what they do is they send us boxes that we then can ship off to them.
And they even pay the postage.
And they even pay the postage. All they require is that we have an officer at the location the whole time. So from 10 to 2, there'll be an officer there either at the law enforcement center or at the mall. And that we make sure that we don't take in any items that we're not supposed to. But, you know, people can bring anything within the confines of what I already said. No questions asked. What we're trying to do is get rid of items that could be used in a manner in which they were not intended. As the commissioner said, we've got an opioid epidemic in the country. And it's in Riley County as well on a scale relative to Riley County, but we see it in the abuse of both legal opioids and illegal ones.
I think the important thing, too, is that you go look at your medicine cabinet and you'll be amazed what you've got in there. And even antibiotics. I was, you know, looking through mine, and there was some kind of Cillin there from 1999. And, of course, that's not a good thing to take. Say you get a cold and you think, well, I'll take my old pills. Well, they don't have the oomph that your, you know, new things have. And then, of course, you can build up antibiotic resistance if you don't take the the right thing at the right time, or you take too much of the things. So this is a chance to really just go through and clean out and say, whoa, I have no clue what I even was supposed to take this half a bottle of something. So we're not just taking opioids, we're taking everything you'd like to get out of your medicine cabinet. And it's also important that you dispose of these properly. You know, people say, well, I dump them down the toilet. Well, of course, that affects our streams and rivers and that kind of thing. So we'd like to have people dispose of all their medicines safely and with the police.
All right. No, we kind of cutting it short. Don't have a whole lot of time because we still got to get to Roger Marshall's recorded interview.
That's okay.
To close things out. But anything else you guys want to get in real quick before we go to a final break?
I think
break?
It's really important. We had 60,000 fatal overdoses nationwide. But in Kansas, the opioid overdose death rate has increased by 28% and heroin deaths by 71% recently. So that's real numbers and people that you know and that kind of thing.
Very good.
I'd just say October 28th, 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. to 2 p.m. at the Law Enforcement Center or Manhattan Town Center Mall.
Sounds good.
Thanks
so much for coming on and talking about it with us.
Thank you.
We'll have U.S. Congressman Roger Marshall close things out when we come back on In Focus right here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance.